This is Dial a Saint introducing Saint Dominic. We can recall how Christ brought people who were dead back to life, but throughout history other close friends of God have done the same thing for His honor and glory. The earliest records of Dominic's life tells that he was born in Castile, Spain in the year 1170 AD. Little is known of his early life except that it was spent with his uncle. When he was 14, he went to study for the priesthood. After ordination, he was assigned as a canon or helper of the bishop in the Cathedral of Osma. His life at the cathedral, by all outward appearances, was no different from those of the other priests, except that he had a great interest in sinners, the poor, and the suffering, and would spend many hours in church praying on their behalf. Dominic was very close to God and could honestly say, "God has never refused what I have asked." When he was 31, he was installed as prior. In this position, he became assistant to the bishop. Dominic's public life began when the King of Castile asked the bishop to travel to Denmark to arrange for the wedding of his son. The bishop, in turn, asked Dominic to accompany him. On their way, they passed through a region which had accepted the Albigensian heresy. This religion held the belief that only the spiritual is good, and everything else, including one's body and all the world, is evil. Many people, thinking that since everything was evil, saw no reason to follow any rules of law and order, to be faithful in marriage, or to even live a good life. Both Dominic and his bishop felt that God had called them to convert these people, and when they returned from Denmark, they were given permission to preach against the heresy. Dominic found that the first way to combat the heresy was that the local priests should set a good example to their congregations. They had become lazy in their duties. They did not preach at their masses and traveled about in luxury, riding horses, having servants, and staying at the most comfortable inns. Most did not study regularly to learn what the church really taught. Even the leaders of the heresy set a better example of self-sacrifice. They fasted, deprived themselves of luxuries, and lived a more rigorous life than most of the religious. To make matters worse, war broke out between rival Catholic and Albigensian nobles. Through 6 years of fighting, Dominic countered the excesses of both sides by his preaching, his own mortification, and penances. It seemed that no one heard his plea, "Arm yourself with prayer rather than a sword. Wear humility rather than fine clothes." Sometimes it appeared that he was the only one trying to do God's will, while so many others seemed to have no interest whatsoever. In desperation, he often begged for divine guidance. Once during his prayers, the Mother of God appeared to him. She gave him the rosary and told him that if he preached about her rosary, it would become a powerful weapon against evil. Encouraged, Dominic began telling others how to pray the rosary, which was the same form as it is today. About the same time, he opened a house for women to protect them from violence and crime, and give them an education as well. In this work, he was assisted by the efforts of several converted nuns. He also attracted 6 men like himself who wanted to devote their lives to preaching. Finally, the war stopped and people began to listen to Dominic. He asked the Pope to recognize his group of men as an order of preachers who would preach to the whole world. Approval was given, and Dominic sent his small group, which now numbered 16, on foot throughout Europe to preach. His goal was to provide a means for his followers to gain heaven. In turn, they were to think of themselves as successors of the apostles, whose purpose was to establish the kingdom of Christ. It is told how Dominic had a dream in which Our Blessed Lady said that he and a beggar would be used to strengthen God's church. Some days later, this same beggar entered the church in which Dominic was praying. Dominic told the beggar of this dream and learned that his new friend's name was Francis of Assisi. To this day, members of the Dominican and Franciscan orders celebrate together the feast days of their founders. Dominic was named Superior General of his order by the Pope, where from Rome he watched over his new friars. He stressed religious preparation through prayer, humility, self-denial, and obedience. Learning, study of the Bible, and teaching were the strengths of the Dominicans. Dominic often said that a man who governs his passion is master of the world. We must either rule them or be ruled by them. This was greatly different from the training which parish priests received during this time, and is the reason why, within 50 years of Dominic's death, almost 700 of his preachers held doctorates of theology. His friars even traveled as far as England, where they established friaries in Canterbury, London, and Oxford. Dominic's ability to cure illnesses was demonstrated one day when a nephew of a cardinal was thrown from his horse and killed. The body was brought to the church where Dominic prayed and made the sign of the cross over it and said, "Young man, I say to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, arise." At that instant, in the sight of all, the young man arose, sound and whole. In 1221, Dominic became ill. His words to his fellow religious were to follow humility and poverty. Dominic died so poor that he was wearing another friar's habit, which he had borrowed a long time before, and had to be laid in the friar's bed because he had none of his own. It was said that with his gentleness and readiness to help, his radiance attracted all who met him. It is not surprising that within 13 years after his death, the Pope declared Dominic to be a saint in heaven, saying, "I am no more doubtful of the holiness of Dominic than I am doubtful of the holiness of St. Peter or St. Paul." In addition to the order of preachers and his order for women, Dominic established a third order for laymen to help men and women who work in the world. Let us remember Our Lady's words to Dominic, that her rosary will be a safeguard against evil. In our troubles, our first recourse should be to turn to Mary through her rosary.